This is Your Path with Bishop Mark from Dallas Universal Life Church in Dallas, Texas. Forget what you think you know about church.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for their usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. At about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day in the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me that the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be the first, and the first will be the last. The true gospel of the Lord. Praise the Lord, the word of the light. Okay, be seated, please. And I say good afternoon to you. Many people living in our country are in some way affected by the unions, whether positively or negatively. In some more unionized cities, you have to join the unions there, even if you work at 6 hours a week at Montgomery Wards. You just cannot escape the long arm of the unions. And let's face it, the union is here to stay. This is not to take away from the original purpose of the unions. They were designed to fight unfair labor practices by employers. Employees had no rights, no control over their wages, no health plans. They worked long hours, sometimes with no overtime pay. It was a sad state of affairs. Then along came some strong-willed people that put the pressure on the employers to straighten up their act. It was a long, hard process, but the workers finally got what they wanted. fairness? Well, in today's text, we have what could be viewed as a step back for the workers. In this parable, the owner of the vineyard went out into the marketplace four separate times to hire workers. The first time it was about 9 a.m. And the last time it was about 5 p.m. Now, he paid all the workers the same amount. So the workers that worked all day were paid the same amount as those that worked 1 hour. Now, is this really fair? It sounds like these workers could have used a union rep back then. Today, we will take a closer look at the meaning of this parable of Jesus. We will look at the parable in three ways. Number one, God's system of reward. Number two, God calls us. And number three, God's universal grace. The reason I talk about the union, guys, it's just kind of a relevant thing here. I don't know if you know, but the United Auto Workers Union is also going on strike as we speak. So it kind of fits in perfectly here. Okay? Just in case you thought I was off my rocker there for a second. As we look at this parable, one thing really seems to bother us. The treatment of the workers. It all seems so unfair. We have these men that worked all day in the hot sun, only to receive the exact same pay as the workers that worked only 1 hour. It just seems like something is not quite right here. I think what really bothers us is that it's not the treatment of these workers, but our potential treatment by God. Because we realize that this is a parable about the way God calls us by his grace. In the back of our minds, we feel that we are the ones who worked in God's vineyard all day. We are asking ourselves the question, is this fair? Are we hardworking Christians going to be treated like these workers? Is the man who lives a life of sin, who converts on his deathbed, going to get the same reward that we are? Will there be Charles Mansons and Jeffrey Dahmers getting the same benefits we worked so hard to receive? Surely we must warrant at least a higher ranking in heaven, maybe on a cloud with Apostle Paul or Moses. Surely we lifelong Christians deserve more. Now, this is the argument of the workers in the vineyard. Is it fair for you to pay these men that only worked an hour the same thing you were paying us? Blanner's response is very interesting. He answered, friend, I am doing you no wrong. You agreed with me on a denarius, didn't you? Don't I have the right to do as I please with what is mine? The landowner is right. He gave the workers the amount that they agreed on. This is the way God deals with us. God's reward system is not our own. God's system of reward is not based on personal accomplishments or hard work, but based on love. God in his mercy promised us a reward, and that reward is eternal life. Reward is not something we earn, but it is a free gift. As Paul says in Romans chapter 4, therefore the promise is by faith that it might come to us as a free gift by grace, so that the promise might be sure to all descendants, not only to those who live by the law, but also to those who only believe as Abraham did. God made his rewards available to all. His rewards are available through faith in Jesus Christ. He set up the system so that everyone that believes in his only begotten Son will not perish, but have everlasting life. The main reason this reward system seems so unfair is that we have no control over it. We can't work hard and receive our rewards because Christ did it all for us. He paid the price that we could never pay. He gave up his very life on the cross in order for us to receive all of God's promised rewards. The greatest reward of all is eternal life with God our Father. However, God does not stop there. He set up the system so that it is not dependent on us having to come to him. He comes to us. Just as this parable, the Lord invites us into his kingdom. He comes out and recruits us. Some of us were recruited early, about the third hour. We were baptized as infants and became one of God's children. For others, it took God coming to us a little later in life. And for others, it will take God until the 11th hour to bring them into the kingdom. But nevertheless, we will be there. God made us a promise. God never gives up on us. He has called us by grace to be his own. Whatever we are, the first or the last, we all receive the same reward, eternal life. So, is this fair? Not by human standards, no. This is the very reason Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23, for the Jews ask for miraculous signs and the Greeks look for wisdom. We preach a crucified Christ. To the Jews, this is a stumbling block. To the Greeks, it is foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, he is Christ, God's power and God's wisdom. Only proving that God's ways are not our ways. Those whom God has called, this message of faith is the power that saves and wisdom for salvation. This message of faith is that Christ loved us so much that he stretched out his arms and suffered and died on Calvary's cross for our sins. God showed us grace in the form of his only Son, who has redeemed us with his own precious blood. If you were to ask 10 people to define the word grace, you'd probably get 10 different answers. For some, grace is a total mystery. But for the Christians, it is the reason we are saved. For it is by grace that you are saved through faith. In the dictionary, there are many definitions of grace: charity, pardon, forgiveness. And for the Christian, all of these words have a special meaning. The one definition that sums up what grace really means is undeserved love. This is what God has shown us, an undeserved love. Because instead of turning his back on us and walking away, he calls us to be his own. He went out and invites us to work in his vineyard. He calls us to be a part of his kingdom. It's like the parents with their first child. After all during the pregnancy, the parents wonder whether this new little one will actually be a part of their family. They wonder, will they really be able to welcome him into their intimate circle of two? They wonder if the new one will even want to be a member of this family. And then once this child is born, they realize that they would do anything for this child. They're willing to make all kinds of sacrifices to make sure he or she is happy and safe. Now, this child has done nothing to warrant such love. It is undeserved. Yet, this love is pale in comparison to the love that God has for us. He sacrificed the only Son for us, his only Son for us. There's no greater love than this. We are God's children, and we can rest assured that his grace is universal. And finally, the parable not only reminds us that God's reward system is not like ours, and that he calls us to be his own, but it also shows us God's universal grace is for all. So to answer the opening question, what is fair? Nothing is fair. Fair is the wrong word. God does not deal with us fairly, and it's a good thing. We should be thankful God did not give us what we deserved. The word we're looking for here is grace. The question should be, what is grace? And the answer is, it is that undeserved love that God has shown us through the death and resurrection of his only Son, Jesus Christ. As it is written in John chapter 1, verse 17, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. God did what he pleased with which was his. He decided to save us. We can now go out into the biggest mission field, the world, with the joy and assurance that we have been chosen by God work in his kingdom. Amen.
It is time for everybody's favorite part of the service. That's right, the announcements.
We can't make a difference. We are a church of all volunteers here. None of us take a salary, not even myself. The only way we survive and keep our doors open is through the tithing of our community and through donations from people out there in Podcastville and YouTube land in the world. And we could use your help. If you like the message you're hearing here, if you like the idea of getting out the true meaning of Christianity again and teaching the world what it really means, please consider making a donation to Dallas Virtual Life Church. So go to dallasvlc.com, click on donate. We are tax deductible. It's all tax deductible 501c3 organization. So we can give you a little break on your taxes as well for doing something good. We could really use your help. DallasVLC.com, click on donate to make a donation to DallasVLC. Okay. Now, whenever I talk about money, which I'm not very good at, I always get people coming to me and say, you know, Bishop, I love the church. I really want to be a part of it, but I'm broke. And I look at them and say, you know what? I'm broke too. Guess what? Just do what we do. This is an all volunteer church, guys. Come and volunteer. Your time is your money. We can always use your help. Just go to DallasVLC.com, click on volunteer. You find a list of the volunteer positions we have available. If you don't like something there, please come in anyway. We always have something to get done here. Something doesn't always get done here, and there's never enough hours in the day. We can always use your help. Please go to dallasrealc.com, click on volunteer, or just come see me to volunteer to work. I guarantee you we'll find something for you to do. All right. There it goes. Compliments, concerns, suggestions, complaints. Very simple. If you have one of those, which we find very important, every single one of those is very important to us, we want you to tell us about it. You can go to feedback@dallasclc.com. That's an email address. Or you can simply go to dallasclc.com and click on Contact Us. There's a form there. You can fill out and give us all the information you want. Compliments, concerns, suggestions, complaints. That's how you do it right there. Okay. We had two podcasts. Two podcasts. Can you believe it? Two podcasts. First podcast everyone knows about, Your Path with Bishop Mark. Been around for almost 7 years now. That's our gospel reading and our sermon every week, as well as our roundtable. To get to that, you simply go to dallasrealc.com. You simply go to your favorite search provider and type in Your Path with Bishop Mark. I guarantee you'll find it. Or you can go to one of the wonderful providers on the back of your program here. Most every podcast provider out there will have us on there. Just do a search for Your Path with Bishop Mark. Now, the other one is called Life Lessons with Bishop Mark. It's a lot newer. It's in our first season. But it is exactly what it says. It's Life Lessons. The nice thing about this is I call this our TikTok of podcasts, because it's for people with a little shorter attention spans. Each one is only about 2 to 5 minutes long. So you get a couple of them in, you watch one of them, whatever you want to do. I'm still working on that. We're doing that every couple of weeks. I try and put a new one up there. I try and get a little more than that when I can, but that's what we're doing right now. There's some good ones on there. Go check it out. Same thing. You just go to your favorite search provider, type in Life Lessons with Bishop Mark, or just go to one of the providers on the back of your program and check it out. Now, also, guys, look, at the end of that, there's a place where you can leave comments about the podcast. Please do. I see people watching. I see the numbers are on there. Nobody says anything. I need to know if you like it or not. If you don't like it, tell me. I'm going to make some changes. If you do like it, great. Boost my ego a little bit, okay? You like those little short ones, huh, Gavin? Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Pray@dallasrealc.com. Pray@dallasrealc.com. That's the email address, folks. If in prayer requests, you send us an email or you go to dallasrealc.com. Again, I told you, everything you ever need is on dallasrealc.com. Dallasrealc.com, click on prayer requests. You can remain anonymous. You can give us your name. You can ask that your prayers be said during our daily prayers here at the church, because we do pray every day here. Or you can have your prayer said during our prayers intercession on Sunday. Just go to dallasrealc.com, click on prayer request, and give us your prayer request. We'll be glad to take care of that for you, okay? Yeah. How many days away? Anybody know? 41 days. How much money have we raised? This boy right here, he's the newest one on the team. And he's raised the most money, more than me. He's already got his t-shirt. He's going to get his t-shirt already. It's $100 to get a t-shirt. It's not that hard, guys. Gavin, you can sell ice to Eskimos. Come on. 41 days, we walked into Alzheimer's. We were all affected by this. I guarantee you ask somebody, anybody you ask has had some contact with Alzheimer's. And they're willing to help. They want to go away just as bad as we do. As many of you know, I lost my grandmother in 2019 to Alzheimer's. Don, who's not here today, is actually at a funeral in Denison. Also lost his mother to Alzheimer's. I mean, all of us have a story. All of us know somebody. And this is the way we can help. This is our ninth year doing this. 99 years in a row now. And I appreciate y'all coming out every year. We have a lot of enthusiasm. We volunteer. I'm on the committee, and so is Will. I'm the planning committee for the Walking with Alzheimer's. And it's great that we have that. But the whole point of this is not just about getting the word out, but it's also about raising money to try and find a cure. And we need your help. Please, 41 days is a month. 1 month away. Go make us some money. Ask people. Talk to them. Say, look, do you have a dollar? Do you have $10, $5, a penny, something? Get on the books, okay? Then if you want to use a credit card or whatever, you just simply go to the dallasrealc.com and click on the Walk Into Alzheimer's there. They can put their credit card information in. They can donate to anybody on the team. They can even join us if they want to and come walk with us, okay? Don't forget, on the 3rd, we'll have the sleepover, the annual sleepover here. Why do we do that? Because we leave here about 4:30 in the morning on Saturday. Okay, and I know that if we leave at 4:30 in the morning, y'all aren't going to be here at 4 or 4:30 in the morning. Go. So that night, Saturday the 3rd, we'll have the sleepover. Doors close at 10 o'clock. We leave here about 4:30 in the morning. We volunteer all day long out there. We have a really good time. We go home. Then we come back again on Sunday for church. So it's a 3-day long event. It's a great weekend. It's a lot of fun. And we do enjoy it. It's for a great cause. Okay? All right, guys. And guess what? How long was that trip? Why was it 20 seconds? That's correct. It takes at least 20 seconds of soap and water washing your hands to get rid of things like the coronavirus or the flu or any other kind of viruses on your hands. At least 20 seconds. So you wash your hands, soap and water, 20 seconds, right? Then you take a towel. Don't turn the water off yet. Don't touch that nasty thing. Take a towel. Dry your hands. Use a towel. Turn off the faucet. Use hand sanitizer if you can. Now, we stopped doing this for a while, this little clip, but I was so happy we had stopped doing it because I didn't want to hear it anymore. Well, as many of you know, Dallas and the United States is experiencing a surge in coronavirus cases. Okay, so yeah, there it goes. So, again, I brought this back again to remind you because I see it all the time, guys. My bathroom's right there. I watch all of you go in and out of there, and I watch all of you go right by the sink and walk right back. You have to wash your hands. This is just general cleanliness, guys. You're going to get sick, you're going to get somebody else sick. And when it comes to things like this, you're going to kill somebody. Okay? I've had it once. You've had it. You've had it. You've had it. It's not fun. And it killed a lot of people we know. Andy, out of the street. Andy died of it. He was in his 30s. Died of COVID. Our good friend Hunter's dad died from it. You know, it's not a joke. I don't know if y'all remember back in the pandemic time when they had video of the trucks outside of the morgue, outside of the hospital in New York. They were filled with bodies because they had no more room in the morgues or in the funeral homes for bodies. They just had to put them in refrigerated trucks. I don't want to go through that again. So please, the simplest thing you can do, wash your hands. Also, there's another vaccine, guys, and they're asking to everybody get this vaccine again. It's a new vaccine to cover this new variant. This new variant is not no joke. This one is stronger and more deadly than the original, okay? Please go get the new vaccine, okay? Please go get the new vaccine. I'm not arguing with you about it, okay? I'm not arguing with you about it. What happened? I'm messed up up here. Always, always. Better? Better? Come help me out here. I can't really see. These things just aren't done. There we go. Thank you. They were all actual vaccines. Yes, it was. I didn't take the Johnson & Johnson one. I took the real one. So, yeah, seriously. Go take care of yourself. Wash your hands. Wear a mask if you're going someplace you don't know. Really, seriously, guys, it's not bad. Don't feel bad just wearing your mask. If you need to wear it, wear it. Protect yourself. Protect others, okay? All right. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. I'm tired of that video. I really do not want to bring it back again. Oh, here we go. Well, I told you I'd bring you some pictures up here from our weekend at the this up on the tower, Reedy Tower. Is it the Arbor at the Dallas Aquarium downtown? There's William in the hotel packing up right there in the middle. Kind of surprised. I took a picture in the view of it's not the Anna's Hole. It's the, suit. Starts with an A, hotel. It's been there for centuries. It's a five-star hotel. It's called The Office right next door. It's gorgeous. Beautiful hotel next door. And then looking down at AT&T Plaza down below us. The Office, I don't know something new about the Office. The Baylor actually told us, he said, you know, they were supposed to have this beautiful grand piano in that hotel that was going to be delivered. And unfortunately, it didn't make it because it went down with the Titanic. Interesting story, huh? Anyway, we had a great time. We wore ourselves out. We had a nice suite there at the hotel at the, what was the hotel we were at? The Magnolia Hotel. What's that? Yeah, this is the aquarium here. You see the flamingos at the aquarium. It's the waterfall. This is up in the Union Tower, the picture. That's also Union Tower. That's the Adolphus. That's the AT&T Plaza. This is inside the Union Tower. And this is where we're getting ready to leave on Saturday as he was packing up, trying to get us out the door. It doesn't have a rotating restaurant anymore. The restaurant has actually moved to another level. The rotating part, they actually lease that out for parties now.
Okay.
Wolfgang Puck is no longer there. He left. His restaurant didn't make it. They have a new place called the Slab, something like that. The thing. It's a beautiful steak house up there. You can smell it when we went up there. Oh my God, it smells so good. If I had the money, I'd go eat there. They do breakfasts on Sundays there. $80 a person. That doesn't include alcohol. Crown or something like that. Anyway, unbelievable the smell of it. And I bet $80 is probably worth every penny of it to go up there for a brunch. So, but we had a great time. I told you I'll show you the pictures. There they are. Okay. There's William doing his little thing. Yeah. Okay. Guess what? Made it through the announcements. Made it through our weekend. And we still have to recover from that. Wolfie was kind of dragging ass today. I'm sorry. I tried to get everything done last night for service today. I fell asleep. I was too tired. Got up today, so we're running a little late. And I do appreciate y'all's patience with that today. So, I mean, I'm always running late. Almost always running late, but never usually this late. And I do appreciate it, guys. I do. I really do. All right. Let's rise for our dismissal. Oops. Not yet.
A Bishop a Day keeps the devil away. You're listening to Your Path with Bishop Mark from Dallas Universal Life Church in Dallas, Texas.
What did you like? What did you not like? What do you want to keep? What do you want to get rid of? Very short and sweet today, guys. It's very simple. This stuff, I think you've got this pretty well. I hope you understood exactly what I was talking about in this sermon. So I'm going to leave it up to you. You got questions? You got answers? What do you got for me? Let's go.
The songs are a little dark. I was reading them.
The songs are chosen for us. We have a list of songs we choose from every week.
Like the blood.
And
the
those are the ones I chose because those are the ones I kind of knew.
I was trying to sing it for the cadence. I wasn't used to it.
There's some old hymns. There's some very old hymns that we played the same today.
Old Testament, right?
Old Testament's always a little darker than the New Testament.
Yeah, they're the ones with the fire and the brimstone.
That's correct.
Angry God.
Right. Gavin, am I get the Gab over there?
Let's see.
Yeah, but I like that. That's a good nickname.
Mm.
It's not offensive.
Sloth.
Well, that's offensive.
True.
One of the things that I noticed I have to say is that the talk on grace and how, because it kind of threw me for a loop at first, the way I was hearing it. Because I guess I wasn't hearing it the right way, and I guess first I got a little defensive, then you explained it a little bit better to where it's not necessarily undeserving love, it's the grace of the fact that he gave us love, he sacrificed his only son, and that's how much he loves us.
Correct.
But one thing that, I want to touch on is it's actually something I completely never mind. That's a subject for another time.
Okay.
But
you understand grace is an undeserved love. Right? You cannot do anything to earn God's love. Nothing you do can earn God's love. He's already given it to you. It's already yours. So that's what grace is. He's already given you that love.
True.
No matter what you do, he's going to love you.
So Hitler could have done the whole
God still loved him.
Really?
We should too. One and only commandment Jesus Christ gave us.
Cool.
One and only commandment was love each other the way I have loved you. No matter who you are, we are to love each other. Doesn't mean we have to like each other? No. Doesn't mean we have to agree with what each other does? No. but we have to love each other. We have to.
Because God made all of us.
So we're all brothers and sisters.
He also made Hitler. He also made Stalin. He made all those the people that, you know, we say are bad people. Yeah, they're bad. They did some bad things, but you know, in the end, they're all people, regardless.
And sometimes our love can actually make them realize what they've screwed up on and maybe change their lives. That little bit of love you give somebody.
Yeah. Good way to look at that. Love, man.
It's all about love. That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things about coming over here and talking to you, man, is like we can bounce theology and science.
And certainly. Look, theology, all of it, take it all together, it comes down to one four-letter word. Seriously, love. If you can love each other the way Jesus loves us, like we're talking about, right? If we can unconditionally love each other, you don't need the Ten Commandments. You don't need the Bible. You don't need any of that junk because that's what those things are teaching us to do. They're trying to teach us how to love each other unconditionally, the way Jesus Christ loved us, okay? If you can do that, all the rest you're already doing. You're already doing all this other stuff that's preparing you for that. So it seems very, very simple. Love one another, right? Love one another. It's that simple,
which
right?
Which actually brings to mind another, just another subject, is the fact that that's one thing that every animal, every human on the earth has in common, is the fact that how do they bond?
Well, not all animals
depends
bond.
On the people.
Not all animals bond. Not all animals bond, I tell you that, but they don't.
Well, for the majority part, they're each and every single one of them, typically whenever the child is born or whatever, whenever...
the offspring is born, I get it. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
What they do first is they always make sure that they hear the heart.
Yeah.
It helps bond...
You're talking about mother and child, okay? Because the fathers are all out of the picture at that point, usually, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a little strange thing there, isn't
like,
it?
But like the
there's like a big percentage of mammals that keep their young.
I mean, they're going to look after their own regard, but like usually in the animal kingdom, they're not always... The different species usually aren't always... They don't mesh very well.
No, they don't.
And so there's survival of the fittest, and then there's all the other stuff.
There's a food chain.
Yeah.
There's a food chain. Pecking order.
Yeah, but I mean, the groups are going to look after their own species.
For the most part.
Yeah.
They have been groups that turned on each other as well.
Oh, yeah.
Rabbits sure. will just leave.
And there are the cannibals.
Never know
monkeys usually fight each other, yeah. So do humans.
Baboons will eat other monkeys.
Humans will fight each other, too.
They will. Sure. They will.
And one of my favorite sports is like getting them really drunk, spin them in a circle, duct taping knives to their hands, and having them go at it.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like you might need some help.
I can't go back to Thailand.
Listen,
they know me.
Y'all understand this, though. No matter what you do, God loves you. No matter what.
So long as you
No matter what you do, God loves you. Now, if you screw up enough, is he going to punish you? Oh, yeah. What parent wouldn't? If he doesn't punish you, if a parent doesn't punish his child to teach him something, he's not doing his job. In fact, I think I call that abuse. When a parent neglects their children by not teaching them the right from wrong, that's abuse, in my opinion. You're throwing them into a world that they're going to get destroyed in.
Can't confirm.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want to keep this nice and short and sweet today, Kai, because this is very important. This is a very important topic about grace, what grace is, the fact that, you know, I can be the model Christian all my life, but it doesn't mean I earn anything more than somebody on their deathbed decided to convert to Christianity or decided to confess their sins or decided to, you know, change their life on their deathbed. They're the same, exact same rewards. And it's God's decision. It's not ours. You know, it's just like this guy. This is my money. I can choose how I want to spend my money. You and I have a deal. You got what you deserve, what you asked for. So I can do whatever else I want with my money. Right? You can't judge somebody for that. That's their job. That's what they can do. It's their money. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, it I would suck. Judge somebody harshly if they spend it on stupid things.
Well, yes, but talk about the gospel. You missed the gospel. The gospel was about a landowner who goes out and at 8 in the morning he picks up some workers and tells them to work in the field, right? But he goes back at noon and 3 and 5, does the same thing. But he pays all of them the same amount. So the people that went started at 5 worked for 1 hour, got the same amount of pay as the ones who worked at 8 o'clock all the way to 5.
Well,
and the ones, they grumbled. They said, why is that? That's not fair. That's not fair. They get to have the same amount of money. We worked harder. He says, look, you and I had an agreement. I was going to pay you this much for your time here. Y'all got that. What is your problem? It's my money. I can do what I want with it. You see?
Plus, the guy that came in for an hour was probably cooler.
Oh, yeah. He was loving it. But that wasn't the agreement. You got your what you asked for. You agreed to that. You can't go back, to, you know, you can't go back later and say, oh, well, wait a minute, just because you, no, it doesn't work that way.
Read the terms and conditions.
So they have these sales now where you can, you get a sale at a store, they say, if you find it anywhere cheaper, you know, bring it back in, you can, that's, you know, kind of the opposite of what we're talking about. You can make the deal and then go and change it later if you find a cheaper price someplace else, right?
Micro Center does that.
Yeah, Micro do that. Yeah. But it's usually an act of Congress to get them to do it, you know. What else you got for me, guys?
It's an act of Karen.
So far, that's about it.
Everybody got it today. Everybody understands what we're talking about. Yes. God loves you no matter what. We have to love each other no matter what. Same thing. We're trying to be what? Trying to be, I mean, emulate, trying to follow his footsteps, trying to learn from that and become that. Become as close to what God is as we can. Following his footsteps, emulating him, right?
Christ-like.
Christ-like Christian, right? And that's one of the ways we do it, by loving one another. Love, 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 love.
Love lifts us up where we belong, in heaven, right? Because it's up.
That love is not, yeah, maybe, but the love here is about what we're doing here. I mean, yeah, love in heaven is already there. You know, we ain't got to work hard too hard. I think it's already abundant there. It's abundant here too. We just decide not to use it.
And the thing about love is, because it's ever evolving, it not only helps in that way, but it also helps kind of broaden our view and expand what we see versus what we don't. Because
it opens up closed minds for sure.
No doubt.
You judge people. We look at them and say, I can't love that person because of this reason, that reason. Well, you know what? No. Yes,
we
you can.
We have that limited view, right? And versus being able to see a broader... I mean, that's one thing that I've always noticed about what God does for us is the fact that because we let go of that hate, which can narrow our vision and actually inhibit us from seeing, like, the whole picture versus just, like, that one part, you know. So,
Harry is a motivator.
Great,
draw.
Very good, Gavin. I mean, very good. I'm glad to hear you talking like that. That means you're getting it. You're getting it. After 7 years, he's finally getting it.
Look.
I love you, Gavin.
Love you too.
Didn't mean to like you, but I do love you. I'm just kidding. My voice was coming back a little bit, now it's gone again, so I'm going to try and rest it again this week and hopefully have it back by next week. I miss singing, I didn't get to sing much today, so I'm sorry. All right, guys, let's circle up and pray our way out of here. Please do not hold hands today. We're back to the no contact rules for a while.
We're going to be doing another lockdown.
I know it. Pray our way down. Pray away. You might be, actually.
I know.
We might be heading to that.
Checks from the government.
I enjoyed it today. Again, thank you for your patience and our timing. I have a zipper malfunction, I'm sorry. I'm making sure I'm not showing anything I'm not supposed to be showing here.
You're good.
There we go. All right. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to come together and worship you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, as we so rightfully should. We thank you for the beautiful rain that you're giving us this afternoon, this evening. God knows we need it. Please keep the severeness of it to a limited as much as you can, please.
And also keep our loved ones.
I'm going to get to that, Gavin. I'm going to get to that. Lord, watch over us this week as we continue on this wonderful journey that you have laid out for us. Watch over our family and our friends. It is that time of year where things are getting a little rough outside sometimes with the weather. We ask that you keep everybody safe from harm from that. Also, the fair is coming up next weekend. We ask that you protect our workers out there who are working so diligently outside and preparing for the State Fair of Texas. Lord, bring us all back here next week for a wonderful, beautiful service. And we thank you again for this wonderful opportunity. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, break it down. I want to see that sheet. At the end, we're going to go through it again. We're going to sign off all three parts of it. You're responsible for that, Gavin. You're in charge of that today. I love you.